Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Welcome back to another segment of Prayer in the Air. With me is an incredible gentleman from Texas who, himself a veteran, has taken up a noble cause of his own, David Hall. Welcome to the show, David. Tell our listeners what you do.
I'm the Belladeer of the nation's only exact replica traveling Liberty Bell. I have the great privilege of ringing this bell and tolling it at the concluding honors of all of our soldiers, sailors, airmen and marines, also our first responders that are killed in the line of duty. And I toll the bell in the same fashion that the bell was tolled to honor our first president, George Washington, at his passing.
So if I understand, you take a one-of-a-kind replica all over the country to ring in salute of our fallen heroes?
Yes. There is no other traveling Liberty Bell in the country, or of any other exact replica ever made, that is used in this fashion, taken to the concluding honors of those who keep us free.
Wow, that's impressive. But if our listeners think the same as me, how identical is your Liberty Bell? Does it, too, have a crack?
Well, a bell being cracked, really cracked, does not ring. But there is the image fashioned into the shape of the bell to show exactly where the crack was. The original bell has a crack so wide you can stick your finger through it. But it tolls exactly the same way that the original bell tolled before it was irreparably cracked and broken. And the same sound that you hear today from the bell is the same sound that Benjamin Franklin wrote of. And he said, "I must bid adieu, for I hear the sound of the bell and must go among the grave ones and discuss politics." The bell was a communication device, and today the Liberty Bell is used to communicate to the public that sound of freedom.
How do you come to know when and where to present your Liberty Bell salute? How does your service work?
When I receive the invitation from a funeral director or from a family to come, I arrive at the site where the honor is being given. Sometimes that is at the airport when the body is being brought home. Sometimes that is to welcome them to the cemetery. Bells have been used to honor individuals who've given their lives for their countrymen for over 500 years, and we are carrying on that tradition today.
Traveling all around the country must be pretty expensive. How much do you charge for the service?
I do not charge to ring the bell.
Wow.
It is an honor for me to honor the valor of these individuals. We cannot locate our enemies. We cannot call in for fire support. We can't clear the field of hostiles. We can't negotiate the peace, but we can honor those men. These men have stepped forward and have done for me and for my family and for all of us who are listening that which we cannot do for ourselves.
How does a family or funeral director contact you?
The easiest way to find me is online, proclaimliberty.us. My email address is bell@proclaimliberty.us.
That is so wonderful, Dave. Speaking on behalf of Prayer in the Air, our host, and all our listeners, we thank you for what you're doing. We'll repeat your web address here in a few moments. But first, I know it may not have the same impact on radio as it does in person, but would you toll your Liberty Bell for me right now? It literally travels with him, folks, and it's right here, right now.
There's the toll of the ancients that's been around for 500 years. This is tolled shortly before the funeral service.
We'd like to thank David Hall from ProclaimLiberty.us for visiting with us today and for all the work he does at no charge in salute of our fallen heroes. Thanks again, Dave. That's David Hall of ProclaimLiberty.us. His email address is bell@ProclaimLiberty.us. Prayer in the Air will continue right after this short break.
Prayer in the Air, 88.7 FM, a community service of Jefferson Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones. I understand that 92% of the people Jefferson buried in 2008 owned their graves 20 to 30 years before they were actually needed.
Well, that's correct. Pre-need has been going on in the cemetery industry since the 1930s, and you can see that people don't want to leave these things until they're 70 or 80 or leave them to their families. So only 8% of the people we buried last year had to come and purchase graves at the time of a death.
Making arrangements ahead of time is an incredible gift to a family. Not only does it relieve them of having to make decisions at a time when they're feeling extremely upset, but it also prevents a lot of potential family conflict.
One of the nicest gifts we can leave for our loved ones after we're gone is for them not to have to make our funeral arrangements. Stop in today while you're here and ask us to explain all the many benefits of ordering your arrangements pre-need. We have an excellent pre-need package with affordable financing options. Lock in today's pricing, not tomorrow's worry. Leave nothing for your family to deal with in their time of sorrow. When you stop in, also ask how you can post a touching memorial tribute to your loved one right here on this program. Lift their name and memory up in prayer 24 hours a day, right here where it can mean the most. Ask for a memorial tribute only at participating Prayer in the Air locations or log on to prayerintheair.net.